B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1. We are the Mani Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
So, you know, we all come and go in relationships. And there's, I guess, a good reason not to hate your ex. Although, I couldn't come up with one on my own. But this article, you know, points out that basically you shouldn't be dependent on somebody to make you feel anyway.
Yeah.
Positive or negative. So you shouldn't be hating your ex because it's just not healthy. And I guess when you hang on to like all those feelings, that it's just dredging up new feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. And the fact that it's an ex too, you should be more focused on people in your life now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. This article goes on to say you shouldn't be dependent on anybody, especially somebody who's not in your life and you're no longer in a relationship with.
Look at that, Roy. Maybe I should write the article.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, sounds like you know.
I hated not liking my exes. I really did. I wanted to.
I think you have to go through the period of time where you don't love them. You know what I mean? Like, clearly you broke up for a reason.
Yeah, usually my reason was I wasn't ready to get married.
But let's say, like, there's cheating. Isn't it okay to
hate them for a minute?
Hate them?
Yeah, but you should also move on. Like, why should you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but I don't think you hating someone means that you haven't moved on. You can still move on, live your day to day, and someone's like, oh, what do you think of this person? Eh, screw them.
Yeah, this article also says the sooner you can, like, go through those feelings and separate them, the better of a direction you'll be in.
And everybody handles it differently.
Yeah.
Loren brings this article up for the reason maybe someone right now is having a crappy Friday because you just broke up with someone. And you get in the car, and you're like, ugh, I hope that person has a horrible day, too. I hope my ex is just miserable today, too, because I'm miserable. And it's like the article says, that's not healthy for you.
Right.
Just try your best to move on and don't even think about them.
Listen, if you just broke up with somebody, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to Harris Teeter. We're going to get some ice cream. We're going to take Friday night, just tonight, to wallow in our pain. We're going to watch rom-coms. And then tomorrow morning, we're going to get up. We're going to call our girlfriends. And we're going to go out Saturday night and run through the town.
Yeah. Line up the boys.
I wonder if we can find someone who was cheated on. Like, Roy just brought up this scenario. And I don't know if you can... See, because I would think that you, if someone cheated on you, you would have to harbor some sort of ill will because you didn't do anything wrong there.
And they betrayed your trust.
Right.
Can we find someone who was cheated on and they're not mad at that person? Right? Our phones aren't. That's impossible.
It's impossible for me.
704-570-9595. That's the studio lines.
Because I'm pretty forgiving. And I don't know if I could... I guess I would just push that person out of my life entirely. You know what I would do? It's unhealthy. I would do what Loren said, though. I'd immediately start running around town.
Yeah.
Just to make myself feel better. And that's not the way you should do things.
No, especially, and then it makes it worse if you aren't hitting, if you aren't getting any, you know?
Yeah.
If you're striking out all the time, you're like, oh, great. Let's add on to the pain.
Better for your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Here's a text message that says, my current boyfriend hangs out with my old group of friends, which includes my ex. Their current boyfriend hangs out with the group that includes her ex.
Oh, that's not okay.
I had to make both of them dinner before. My current boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years. It's taken a while for them to even be in the same room. Now they're besties.
Oh, that would annoy me.
Me too.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, they're clearly okay with it, but I would hate it. This is Bridget. Bridget, welcome to the Mani Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. Yes, my ex cheated on me. We were together 7 years and had a child together, but I really don't hold it against him because we're in a better relationship and my life is so much better without him, so I just don't even care.
So you feel like it happened for a reason. You're in a better place. But when it first happened, did you still feel like that?
No, I was a little scorned.
Yeah, it takes a minute. How long did it take you to get over it?
Probably about a year.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah, I mean, that still seems like a really long time.
Yeah.
You know? Did you hear the article, Bridget?
No.
Yeah, like Lorenz said, you should not hate on an ex because you shouldn't be wasting your time and your energy on someone who's no longer in your life.
I agree. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's taken away from you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Thanks, Bridget. Let's get a guy's perspective real quick.
Okay, Timothy in North Carolina, go ahead.
Hey, so this is kind of like a different situation, but it's with my husband's ex.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, long story short, they used to be both over-the-road truck drivers and as a team driver. So they butted heads like a lot. And finally, when they broke up, his ex was like, no, you can't break up with me. So that would be a problem for me right off the bat. So eventually, he met me and I moved in and everything kind of went like south there. But he showed up to our wedding. Like,
ooh, uninvited?
Yeah, like straight up. Like, we had already gotten married at a courthouse and this is kind of just like our party.
Yeah.
And so he straight up busts through this door with every intention to like ruin our wedding.
Really?
And of course, me being me, I'm super hot headed. He, throws a bunch of like nearest alcohol at me, and Steven, God help him, because I could never do what he did, pulls Jonathan to the side after all the stuff that he did to us over the past like 3 years, and is like, hey, you know, this is ridiculous, we're both 30 ish at the time, and he straight up like just completely forgave everything that he did.
What?
Like,
even after
how you could do that?
That is a Lifetime movie, Roy.
Yeah, after showing up to the wedding, throwing alcohol, making the biggest scene on your big day, you forgive that?
Hey, come here for a minute. Let me talk to you. Stop, stop, stop. Don't act up. Stop. Come here. And that's annoying, too,
yeah,
when you're mad and someone talks to you that way. Come on, you look
like,
silly.
Shut up.
Let's put this blanket over you so people don't see your face. Hey,
you're
a text message. Yeah, a text message from 828 said, I've been cheated on a couple times, and I'm not mad at them. Because it means if you were cheated on, then that's not the right person for you anyway. I think that's such a healthy way to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's hard to be healthy all the time. That's true.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
That's right.
You therapy today, bud?
You know, just everything's unhealthy is good.
You're right.
Cheeseburgers.
Yep.
All right, listen. We have an intern. We call him Clever Trevor. So he was standing in line, and someone was hitting on him and asked him to do something that is shocking, that I don't think anyone's ever been asked to do, especially for like a first date. We got to talk to Trevor. It's all coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere on Kiss.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.